Hello, everybody, and welcome to Girl by Cassandra. Thank you so much for clicking the play button. I hope that you enjoy today's episode. I have been really desperately wanting to record a podcast, but so much has happened and so much has changed over the past several weeks and months that I just didn't know what to record a podcast on. I was just like, I don't know what I want to say. And I hate to ramble, you know? So I put it off and I put it off and I put it off. And I still don't have a whole lot of clarity on what I want to say. But I really wanted to record, and I'm praying that as I speak, that something is said that will capture your attention and provoke thought and possibly put you into some kind of action that will change the course of your life. It's really, really a deep way to say, I hope you get something out of this podcast. So, you know, I tend to be really open and share a lot about my life, but I've been a little more reserved, a little bit quieter lately, a little bit more still in I'm learning to rest and to receive. And if you're a busybody like me, or you know a busybody, or you're good at distracting yourself from doing what you should be doing by doing what you could be doing, then you kind of get how uncomfortable and how new it can be to like sit down somewhere, to be still, to get silent, to sit with yourself and to let emotions flood in and out and to grow. So my last podcast, I talked a little bit about dormant growth, and this is just really an extension of that. I want to highlight some lessons that I've been learning in this time of stillness. One of the main things that I've learned is that consistency pays off. So I've been in the field of education officially since 2009, since I graduated from Northwest Missouri State University. I went on to pursue my graduate degree at Rockhurst University in Kansas City, Missouri, while I was teaching. So I have been teaching or in education or working with children and their development in some capacity for the past 10 plus years, for a decade. And I still feel really young, right? I'm in my early 30s. But that is a long time to be pouring out, to be giving, to be learning to teach others. And I got tired. I got tired. I've worked in public schools. I've worked in charter schools. I worked in a contract school. I worked at a private school. I have worked for small business. I've worked as a part of large corporations. I've worked in the secular area. I've worked for a church. Again, all around children and families. And there's just a huge level of pouring out that occurs when you work as an educator, when you work as a teacher, when you work as a child care provider or a caregiver. And it got to the point probably around October of 2018 that I knew I would need to take some sort of break, whether it was from my current position, my school, or the career field altogether. That similar feeling came in October of 2016. I also got a similar feeling to that around 2014, and before that it was around 2011. So there are moments and times where you need a break, and it's completely okay. I've learned to be okay with that, but I'm in the space and in the season where I'm looking for how do I incorporate breaks into my life so that there is consistency, but I'm also filling my cup and getting what I need so that it's not go, 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 go really hard for 2, 3, 4 years and then take a break because you're deflated, and then get filled back up, go, 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 and then get deflated. So God is teaching me. I'm learning how to be consistent enough to fill up my own personal tank. And a lot of that is taking things off of the table. So becoming less busy and more productive and more fruitful. For instance, this has been really hard for me because I am a church girl. Like, I was raised in the church. I love church. I love church people. I love God. I love Jesus Christ. I love Jesus Christ. Have y'all seen that video? There's this guy. He is Hispanic and real gangster. And he is talking about his love for Jesus Christ. He's like, I love Jesus Christ. Like, he's a thug. He says that God saved him. And he's talking about how much he loves Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's really, really off topic. All I want to say is, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Do you remember that? Erica Campbell from Mary Mary had that song. But I really do. And I moved back home to a really small town where there are like 10 people, but 25 million churches. And so I'm attending a great church, and I have the tendency to get involved or jump in, and there's other churches, people that I know that I could jump in and start, you know, serving in some capacity. But I really feel like I need to be seated. I need to be a member who receives and gets filled up and who takes the word of God and studies throughout the week, and who really pays attention to what God is saying through the pulpit, through others, to me, what he's speaking into my life and using that. And I am a huge fan of Bedside Baptist, because there are some days, not necessarily skipping church on a Sunday, but there are just some days where I need a good sermon. So I will I will tune into Transformation Church with Pastor Michael Todd out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I will tune into Elevation Church with Pastor Stephen Furtick out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I may tune into Hope City, which is in Houston, Texas, Pastor Jeremy Foster. I might tune into One Church LA, Sarah Jakes Roberts and Torre Roberts. I may tune into The Potter's House, T.D. Jakes. Who else? Those are my main, really, really, Transformation Church is my main church. But there's so many incredible pastors and speakers and messages that have spoken life into my life. So that's what's needed. So I guess really this podcast is just to let you know I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. I still want to talk to you. And most times I just don't know specifically what to say, because I am in this season of sitting my behind down and resting. I'm learning to truly meditate on the word of God. I'm learning to apply it in my daily life. I'm learning to give myself grace and space to grow and to learn life's lessons. I'm doing a lot of reflecting and realizing that if nothing changes, then nothing changes. And so there are some habits, there are some patterns, there are some ways of thinking that I must correct and replace in order to reach my highest potential. I'm learning to pause when God says pause, and to press play when he says play. I'm learning to silence my own thoughts and tune into what God says about a thing, because that's really, really important. I'm even learning, and this is really tough, how to be an adult and stop all this traveling. You know, I love to travel, but I'm realizing that there are some financial goals that I have that I'll just be able to hit a lot quicker if I cut back on my trip taking. It's difficult, but if I find ways to fill my cup right where I am, I will be okay. So I would love to hear about some of the things that you all do in your times of rest or your times of pause, or if you're struggling to get there, like what is motivating you to sit down, to take a break, to retreat and rejuvenate and refresh. So I think that is so, 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 so important. And when I think about how long I've been in the workforce, okay, 10 years compared to, you know, my parents, 30 plus 40 years is not very much, right? It's 25% of the game. I'm only a fourth of the way there, but I feel like this is a great time to press pause and to really, you know, rewind the tape, play it back, and do some goal setting, or that's not what I mean. Okay, I was going to use the analogy of the football coach who like calls a team in and is like, okay, so here's how we played in the first half. I want everybody to look at this tape. You know, this was last week's game. And you really got to evaluate the moves that you made as a team, the moves the other team made. And for me, it's just life is really, really, really predictable. It's going to change. People are going to, as my pastor in Kansas City, John Brooks, would say, people will people all over you. Like, people are going to be people. So if you learn to navigate that, really, you have the upper hand, because not much about life is unpredictable. It is predictable that life will be unpredictable, which makes life predictable. Was that deep or redundant? I don't really know. Okay, so in conclusion, I am sitting in my bed. It is almost 10:30 at night, and I feel such peace and contentment in knowing that this is not where I planned on being, like in the middle of the hometown that I grew up in my mama and daddy's house. But it's exactly where I am supposed to be. And I may not be doing what I thought I would be doing on February 12th, 2020 at 10:30 p.m. But nevertheless, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And most of us are. It's just, it hits a little bit differently when we realize that, when we appreciate that, when we take that in and we have gratitude for it. Guys, I want to really say thank you for listening. I hope that you took something away from this. And I really hope that you take time to share what you've learned in life's journey with somebody else. Specifically, share it with me. You can contact me at growbycassandra@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram for a bunch of randomness at Grow by Cassandra. I'm not into Twitter quite yet, but you can sway me if you want to by, I guess, tweeting something at CassFastic. That's CassFastic. It's really, really random. Or you can find me on Facebook if you can, because my privacy settings are pretty legit. But there is a Facebook group called Grow by Cassandra. We would love to have you. We would love to connect with you. Okay, y'all know I say it every single time. Thank you for listening. And if you don't do anything else until we meet again, I want you to make sure that you grow.